So which member of our West Ham way sabotaged the overhead lines coming out of Euston ahead of their little trip to Man City today? I wonder. I guess when the bottom play the top, it's inevitable that... I don't want to go. That'll be today's only football content. Don't you worry, it stops there.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Yes, sleigh bells. That means it's Christmas, doesn't it? Oh, festive in the studio, in case you've missed it. We had tinsel arrive in the Phoenix FM studio this week. So the windowsill has a little Christmas tree made out of tinsel. We have baubles and tinsel festooning the clock in the studio. And what's that in the corner? We've got a tree with crackers and more baubles and lights that don't work. So situation normal. AFU. 10 past 10. This is Phoenix 98 FM. This is the Sunday service. This is Charlie on your radio till 12. Whether you like it or not. Things to look forward to today. Well, not the weather, because it's meh out there right now. Dull and cloudy. Although we're 8 or 9 degrees Celsius, so you don't have to wrap up that warm today. So if you're off out to spend some time cheering on the brats, playing football or whatever, or being dragged around the town by the other half, whatever their gender, might not need that scarf. Just take a music device and stick some earphones in your lug holes and plead ignorance. And if you look on Twitter Moments, if you haven't rolled over and grabbed your phone yet and had a look on the old socials, Twitter Moments has a rather nice fetching picture of Theresa May. Bear with me. It's a picture of Theresa May looking... looking a bit meh, but she's wearing a parka. In fact, if it wasn't her head coming out of the top of the parka, you would think it was Liam Gallagher. He's on the way in a moment, by the way. But have a look. Twitter moment. Scroll down a bit on the Twitter website or on the app, and there's a... it's like that... what's her name? Michaela's not impressed. Was it her, that gymnast? Who pulled that face? The sort of corner of her mouth going up. Teresa's not impressed. Her Liam Gallagher parka doesn't fit. Neither is it strong and stable. It's Charlie on your Sunday service as we find out what's happening on Phoenix FM for the rest of today. From 12 midday, Tony Smith has your Sunday lunch. She's back in at 2. She's got Gracie Xanthi Behrmann with all those 80s tunes that time forgot. And from 4 this afternoon, the Extraordinary Show with Jordan Gray. Oh, yes. And then from 6, it's the Orient Hour with Chris Hood and the gang. Still them talking about their 1-0 defeat yesterday. From 7, Body Talk with Mel Watson. Stepping out, Nigel Fitzmaurice is in from 8. And Culture Brazil from 10. That's your Sunday here at Phoenix 98 FM. I thank you. Hello, Charlie here. It's the Sunday service. So on Twitter's Moments, which is always good for a laugh, well, sometimes it kind of turns into the Daily Mail sidebar of shame. But if you click on the Fun tab, it's a lot nicer. Such as the thread all about what's the dumbest reason that ended you up with a detention at school. And the picture highlighting that is Bart Simpson doing one of his classroom line writing exercises, which reads thus: a burp in a jar is not a science project. Sort of times 50. Now, a burp in a jar is the coolest thing ever, and I'm in my late 30s. That sounds like something I would do, a burp in a jar, even though I'm 37 years old. Just get a jam jar or something and close the lid quickly and then leave it for somebody else to find. Also, on the fun moments this morning, apparently it's very tough not resisting the temptation to eat all the chocolates in your advent calendar. Greedy so-and-sos. You could have one a day, and that's your lot. Do you still have an advent calendar? If you're of a certain age, you know, maybe over 10. It's just weird. About 9 or 10 years ago, when I was 27, I was seeing someone who was 25. Bear in mind, this is a 25-year-old woman who demanded an advent calendar. What I mean is, she didn't go and buy one. She demanded I buy her an advent calendar. I'm a fairly simple bloke. I like a quiet life. I like a simple life. And I didn't need that kind of drama. So did I go and buy it to keep things simple and quiet and peaceful? No. I ended the relationship. Of course I did. Yeah, so after the tale of the advent calendar and the binned off ex, it's this time of year that I hate because I can't stand crowds. People, no, don't like them. One or two people, fine. A crowd, not a chance. Which means that going anywhere during the month of December, town, supermarkets, it's just a write-off. And that's where I thank the Lord JC for home deliveries and online shopping. I tried to go to my favourite local record store last Saturday. Tried to park behind Whitford High Street in the big car park that's free at the weekend. It looks like everybody else had the same idea. Alarm bells started going off when, as you drive in off the roundabout, five cars are waiting to leave and you think, ah, I think they had the same idea. And yes, the car park was absolutely rammed. So my trip to Adrian's Records in Wickford was thus aborted. But no, the world just goes crazy. Christmas, I've said this before and I'll say it again, Christmas is great if you're a kid or have kids. If you're a 37-year-old single on the shelf male, because nobody loves you, then it's absolute crap. It's depressing because you get dragged to all the family functions. When are you going to get married and have kids? When are you going to settle down? When are you going in a home? So the only good thing for me is I get to volunteer for all the Christmas shifts that people don't want to do. So I can sort of be on double time and just sort of scoff mince pies. That's the only other great thing about Christmas, the near constant grazing. Once the nearest weekend to Christmas rolls round until January the 2nd, out with the biscuits. I'm quite partial to a mince pie, actually, so. And I only ever have Toblerones at Christmas. That's going to change in the new year. That's my first resolution. More Toblerone for Charlie. Thanks. And a discussion of Christmas presents. It's the thought that counts on Twitter this morning. I'm not sure if it really is the thought that counts. I mean, for those who read Cosmo, it's usually the size that counts, isn't it? Yeah, let that be a lesson to us all. Once you've got tired of bed hopping and you concentrate on the real work, you're actually capable of producing something pretty decent. Harry Styles there.
98 FM. Phoenix 98 FM.
It's the latest track from him called Kiwi. Delamitri, always the last to know before that. 25 to 12 midday. It's Charlie here. Tony's got Sunday lunch from 12. Greeties with Xanthi, 2 hours of 80s gubbins from 2. Jordan Gray's in from 4 with the Extra Jordinary Show. And from 6, it's the Orient Hour. Ooh, pardon me. Chris Hood and the team are in. It was 1-0 yesterday. Not quite sure how they'll be feeling about that. I'll find out from 6. And the West Ham Way, latest show is actually on the website. They're back here on Phoenix on Wednesday night at 7. They're playing a game later this afternoon. I did say I wouldn't talk about football, but there's a joke coming. Them there, down the bottom of the table, are playing those at the top, Man City. I have it on good authority. It might have been someone from the West Ham Way responsible for the problems at Euston. You don't want to go up there. Anywho. I'll just do a have I got news for you, allegedly, at the end of that. That'll prevent me from getting beaten up the next time I see them. So also in the news, mentioned this at the start of the show, at about 3:45 this afternoon, if it's not too cloudy and bleh, you'll get to see the Thupra moon. Because the moon is very, very close, so it's going to look very, very large. It's the closest it's been in a while. In fact, the closest it's going to be all year. 222,761 miles away. But it's still going to look chuffing awesome, so say the scientists. If we do get a break in the cloud, it might get a little bit brighter this afternoon. So somewhere we will see the moon and into the evening as well. It's getting closer and closer, and it's made its closest approach since 1948, it says there. And it won't be this close again until 2034. So let's hope it's nice and clear out there later. Avril Lavigne. Yeah. That's the way it is. Oh, yes.